broadcast. You're a part of the resistance.
J.J. Abrams has done yet another thing that I have yet to do, and that's make Silent Bob cry. That's right, J.J. Abrams has made Silent Bob cry, and we'll talk about exactly why and how he did that. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Resistance Broadcast. I'm John Hoey. Thanks so much for joining us. We have a great show, a lot of news, because we are recording this later than we usually record our episodes. A lot of news to get into. Later. I don't know why I said it like that, but we have episode 9 rumors, like 10 of them to get through here. We have some Mandalorian news to talk about. And as I said, Kevin Smith cried because of J.J. Abrams. So we'll get into that. And of course, your questions at the end of the show. We'll see if you made it on the show. But joining me today is Lacey Gillerin. As always, how are you, Lacey? How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm back from Florida. What's up? Tired,
How was Disney and you met Kylo Ren? How was all that?
So I saw my boyfriend. It was fabulous.
Excellent.
I have the video to post on the Patreon eventually. I haven't gotten it off my phone yet, but the video actually cuts out before I screamed "I love you" to Kylo Ren as I was leaving the room, and he just stood there and he was just like he just doesn't say anything. It was perfect.
And then he went back to have his lunch and he's like, dude, some girl was just like really crazy. And the guy was like, really, Jeff? And he's like, yeah.
And then my friends got pulled aside and arrested by stormtroopers. That was hilarious. I'll also put that up on the Patreon. That I filmed more of than the Kylo Ren. I was cackling, so get ready for Lacey cackling on the video. I went on Avatar for the first time. I know it's not Star Wars related, and we always joke about how Avatar kind of sucks, but the ride is awesome.
Really?
And it was the coolest thing I've ever been on, yeah.
Was it like a black light looking neon-y type of thing, like the planet, or is it...
No, that's like the river ride one. I went on the Flight of Passage. You're like riding a dragon.
Oh, wow. Thing.
And you can feel it breathing, and it's weird, but it's awesome.
What kind of ride is it like? Is it like that soaring ride, or is it like...
Yes, it's like that and Star Tours together.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. It's
good
super
for you,
cool.
Avatar.
And then I saw a little bit of Star Wars Land. You can definitely see it from the highway now. You see the big rock formation. The Millennium Falcon isn't in yet, but the one in Cali is... which we saw photos of, which we'll get to.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, they're doing crazy stuff down there. I can't wait for it to be done.
Me too. I'm pumped about that.
And I got
that.
To meet James, who's not on the podcast because his flight got delayed, but we got to meet in person, and it was awesome.
You guys hung out, and you went shopping, and you took photos, and we posted one of those photos to Twitter. Very cool. I'm jealous.
He picked the one that I started laughing in, because my friend kept taking a bunch, and she was like, I'm just going to keep taking a lot. And I was just like, this is awkward. Can we stop? So that's the face I'm making, if anybody's wondering.
We couldn't tell. We could not tell.
I was like,
Yeah, guys, James couldn't be here. The Iron Man streak is over, so suck it, James. Just kidding. You guys can find James.
What's the Iron Man streak?
Well, I don't know that James missed an episode for like the
perfect
last,
attendance, like his like certificate for school
year.
Gets ripped up.
Yeah. So Iron Man streak or Iron Horse streak is in reference to Lou Gehrig and Cal Ripken, baseball players who never missed baseball games.
Sports reference. Hashtag
whatever.
Sports.
People out there know what I'm talking about. You know about the Iron Man and the Iron Horse. I know one of you out there knows what I'm talking about. But yeah, you guys can hit up James as always on Twitter and Instagram at Myra Trunks because some guy has hijacked the name at James Bainey, and we even tried to tweet at that guy and we haven't heard back from him. So but James should be back with us next week, so we proceed with just Lacey and I, and we'll try not to duke it out too much over some Kylo Ren stuff. Right?
No, we'll be good,
of course. So Lacey, we got those poll results and we asked the Resistance, out of these four characters, which do you want to see more of in the future live-action Star Wars releases? And we gave you Beckett, Maz Kanata, Chirrut Imwe, or Emphis Nest. Only 4% of you voted for Beckett, so bye, Woody. Back to the bar. Back to Cheers you go, buddy.
It's just kind of your generic, like, a crazist, like, I'm the guy you learned from. Like, that's his character.
Yeah, but I liked Beckett, though, you know? Like, when he died, I was like, it's good that he died, but I don't know. I like Woody Harrelson, so.
He's literally Haymitch from The Hunger Games. Next.
Okay, well, next is 17% Maz Kanata. So people are good with Maz for the most part. 25% cheer at Imwe, and the winning vote, 54% Enfys Best.
Yes.
Enfys Nest, you guys want her back? She's probably coming back, I think.
Yes.
There's so many different areas she can come back, and I think it was a character for this day and age of a Star Wars fandom, which is so like battling with each other. Like, I think most people really...
You don't say.
Yeah. I think most people, though, really received that character pretty well. So,
oh,
I think
she was the best cool character in that movie.
Yeah, and a surprise, too, because like we, mm-hmm. you know, I think we had kind of talked about it like on the podcast. We're like, what if Enfys Nest is a woman? And we're like, yeah, mm-hmm. you know, we're not sure. And then she takes the helmet off, and we're like, is that Valen Beckett's kid? Is yeah. it, who is that? And then all of a sudden, she's just this like young teenager who's like starting this rebellion. It's pretty cool what they had going on
there. Do you remember how
there.
We found out that it was a girl?
I know, well, it depends. Star Wars News Net was told that it was a girl via someone who gave us her initials, and then we kind of found out that way.
No, I mean, most people found out because on the back of the action figure in, like, French, they used the female.
Oh, yep, I saw that as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was around that same time. Man, Solo seems like it was so long ago, you know?
It was this year.
I know. Nuts.
All right. Longest year of my life.
Nah, longest year of your life. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, 2019 is going to be way better, Lacey.
So I know. I can't wait.
Well, for episode 9 at least, right?
Yeah.
Best comments. We know this guy. Adam Odell.
Hey, Adam.
At Odell Adam.
Love Adam.
Adam had the most likes, so Adam gets the best comment of the week. And he said, she is Enfys Nest. She's a true warrior, and I would love to see her many other heroic deeds in the Star Wars universe. And he posted a picture of her, which probably got him a few more likes than a regular comment would have. So smart thinking there, Adam, but
always
you got the best comment. Always using an image. Yes. That is it for the poll results. Thank you all for voting. Enfys Nest. Will we see her again? You guys want it? Hopefully we do. All right. Now it is time for the Resistance Report. James isn't here. So I'm going to do my best to get through the news. Let's do it.
It's the Resistance.
All right, Lacey, we have episode 9 rumors all over the place.
Can't wait. I love rumors.
Episode 9 vomited rumors, and it's all over the place.
This past week, when I'm in, like, working and at the parks and stuff, and I was, like, trying to keep up, and people told me to get off my phone.
Yeah, right. Okay, so let's get through them here now. We have you and I, our favorite character in the sequel trilogy, Kylo Ren.
My boy.
It's saying here that he has reforged the mask using red aesthetic to kind of put it back together. So like Humpty Dumpty but getting put back together, except it's Kylo Ren's mask.
Like down the side of Han Solo's pants?
Yeah, like the blood stripe, right? Yeah, I don't know. But they're saying it's some kind of red aesthetic, so...
I'm going to try really hard not to roll my eyes this whole segment, but go ahead.
So do you want to tackle that first? Go through all of them first and then talk about them? What do you want to do, Lacey?
Let's go through them one by one so I can say no multiple
so
times.
So Kylo Ren's mask, what do you think about that?
You know, he really destroyed it. In The Last Jedi, guys. I mean, it was in the trailer that he destroyed it. It was in literal pieces. That whole scene was awesome. I wish I could, like, watch that scene happen, because you know Adam took it to 100. I just can't see him re-putting this back together. Like, it's like, oh, man, why did I do this? Like, with, like Gorilla Glue, just like being like, oh, this piece goes here. Like, why would he do that? That makes no sense. The whole point of The Last Jedi is not to hold on to the past. So why would he then go back and be like, I regret my decision of acting like a child in this scene, and I'm going to take this thing and build it back up again? Because the whole point was to show off his acting and show that he doesn't need to be be behind the mask.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think it's a disservice to Adam and his acting to put him back behind a mask again.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. I think that was a huge part of The Last Jedi for him as a character.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I could totally see them marketing the hell out of a new Kylo Ren mask with like this glowing red
and
stuff
on it. I
totally
buy it. Ugh.
Right. And it's like, it has like the red parts that are gluing it back together, like glow or something.
It already sounds cool and I totally buy it. I hate you for saying that.
Now, though, I think if this is true and he does use the mask, I think it would be I think you and I talked about this before recording, like brief bits, maybe some battle scenes.
Or in public, whereas in private, he's not wearing it or something like that.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Like if he's in charge of marching stormtroopers down somewhere, he's got it on. But when it comes to like talking to people, he takes it off or, you know, something like that. They're not going to hide Adam Driver in the last movie. That's that. So, all right. So I think we're both kind of wishy-washy on it. We think it would be cool, but we're hoping it's not full
on. I'm
going to
go with
mask.
No.
Okay.
If I have to pick a side.
I think I could see him bringing back the mask, but in small doses.
Why would they make him wear a mask again?
But something else might be reforged here, Lacey. They're saying Rey has reforged the lightsaber. So she had it in her hands at the end of The Last Jedi. We're talking about double-bladed lightsabers. We're talking about what color is her lightsaber going to be. This is saying maybe she's still got this one. She's got this thing back together. What do you think about that?
I think she's going to have a brand new lightsaber. I think it wouldn't make sense. We're going on to toys and marketing. Why wouldn't you just make a brand new one? Everyone already has the blue one. So why wouldn't you make a brand new one that they can resell, like sell more of? Plus, I mean, it seemed pretty final when she's holding it. Like, I don't know what to do. The best thing to do would be make something new out of it. So yeah, no, I don't see that happening.
Okay. Because there were even one of those guys who saw or took the pictures at Wadi Rum or whatever, claimed he saw her holding a blue lightsaber.
The crystals, but not the actual hilt.
Right. Yeah. So she may have taken part of the hilt and made a new hilt, and shades of that.
But I count that as new lightsaber. I don't count it as her taking both pieces and sticking them
and
together.
Putting it back together. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think, John?
I'm kind of with you on that. I could see her lightsaber having the famous like Vader and Skywalker black lines around the bottom, but having something else at the top now.
Funny you say that. I have it right here.
Oh, god damn it. See, I have the Vader one.
So what part are you talking about?
So the black bars at the bottom.
I shouldn't show the actual, like,
warning. Like, because Vader has that on his, too. It's just so iconic for
Star Wars. I can see
this
being at the top, too, but, like, maybe this.
Yeah, she may take the bottom half and then put a new top half on it, like you're saying, to make it a new but similar lightsaber.
Right.
So for the people watching on YouTube, Lacey's showing off her Force Effects Skywalker lightsaber.
Sorry, I had to. We were talking about it.
Very good. Very good. All right, next. A new droid is with BB-8 and kind of like shadowing him and like looking, like kind of like looks up to him, like following him around like a puppy. This could be fun, I guess. I hope if they do this, they don't overdo it. What do you think?
It could be a lot if you overdo the, but then if they're trying to show that the history repeating itself, it could be BB-8's the R2 and this new character is the C-3PO2 is R2, so it's like two droids together. Like,
yeah.
I can see that. I don't want it. I'd rather it be a trio of droids, but I can understand that, like, maybe R2 and C-3PO are like, we're a little too old for BB-8.
But you know, if this is the case, and I think they were saying, I think Making Star Wars were saying they think this droid may be called D-O. I don't know, you know, what that means. Mm-hmm.
I'm on board for all cool new stuff, new droids, new creatures, stuff like that. So if it does happen, I'm all for it.
I
was a fan of the Porgs, so.
Black Friday next year, kids, if this is true and they're going to market it this way, kids are going to be buying this new droid and stuff. So that makes a lot of sense. And I hate that I'm doing the whole jaded thing where I'm thinking about, well, they're doing this because of this. So like for the sales.
It comes down to money,
merch.
Guys.
Right.
It's a business.
Yeah. Bob likes the money. I think this could be very well be true, but it bothers me a little bit, Lacey, because I hope this doesn't mean that R2 and 3PO are still getting pushed aside. You know, I was hoping we get more of those two in this movie. So
yeah,
I've really
missed them in the movies, the newer movies
together, right? Because they haven't really been together. It bothers me, and if you add this new droid to the mix, then you're saying like, okay, well, BB-8's still forefront droid, mm-hmm. and we're giving him a buddy. So then it's like...
Well, but at the same time, there's an understanding that these new movies are for a new generation and they need their own droids.
Give me R2 and 3PO. Come on, guys. We need that pairing. We need like R2 busting his chops again. Like, I miss that a little bit. Come on.
I love a sassy R2.
Oh, sassy R2 is the best. What was that line you like with him and 3PO when he's bartending on Jabba's sail barge?
He said he was serving drinks.
Yeah, 3PO's like, yeah, I can see that you're serving drinks. Yeah.
I can see that.
All right. And this last one in this first article is saying that the movie may be taking place a year after The Last Jedi.
Out of all of these things, this is the one thing that I'm like, yep, makes sense.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Sure.
Do you like that if it's just a year?
Yeah, cool, I'm good with a year. I think a year is a long time. I mean, this year has felt like a decade to me.
You were just saying, yeah.
So, yeah, no. I think that out of all these things that they've said and rumors flying around, I think the year time difference, it makes total sense.
At least
what are the time differences between A New Hope and Empire?
The New Hope and Empire is like a couple of years, like 2 years, I think.
And then Empire to Return of the Jedi.
Empire to Return of the Jedi is 1 year.
That makes sense. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad they're doing a time.
So wait, Han Solo was in that thing for a year?
Yeah, I think so. I think they were doing that whole, from what I understand, we can check back on Wikipedia.
But I'm terrible at dates, guys. I'm going to have someone being like, how does she not know? I'm terrible at dates. I'm terrible with time.
I was always fuzzy on the gaps between the original trilogy because I didn't care. Like, I was like,
yeah, it didn't really matter.
It didn't matter
but
to me.
Now
right?
that you're thinking about it, though, like, he was in that thing for a year.
I know.
Maybe that's why it's so hard for them, Tim, to get his sight back.
Yeah. Yep. And I think that they were scheming that plan for a while then, because when Luke departs, when Lando and Chewie leave, Luke says, we'll meet at the rendezvous point on Tatooine. So it's like, I'll see you next year when we get this plan figured out. Let me go be a Jedi and get my new black robe and then I'll make my new lightsaber and we'll meet up.
I'm just picturing 1 year later.
Yeah, 1 year later. Okay, so all those rumors there came from a guy who said he was at a marketing meeting for Disney. And apparently, I forget who, it might have been Grant at Star Wars News Center, said this guy previously gotten things right about Marvel movies. So this guy may be legit.
That's a dangerous game to be playing, whoever this guy is.
Yeah, and what's funny, his Reddit name is like XYZWEB. It's not even like a word. He just
it's probably a made up generated thing, but like that's a dangerous game to be playing, guy, whoever you are. If you're listening right now, like I appreciate it, but be careful, bud.
Right.
You've heard my Bob Iger story. Be careful.
Yeah, yep. All right, so now we had more rumors surface after that, which involved planet descriptions, the Knights of Ren, a red stormtrooper variant. Jesus.
Tell us how you really feel about that.
It's just, I will in a minute, and a few other ones. The planet descriptions, they're saying desert planet, which we've heard all about the Jordan filming, right?
You don't say.
A jungle planet, which I know MSW was talking about. They have pictures of. They have some guy in camo somewhere taking pictures in a jungle hiding. I don't know what they're doing.
They got a guy in camo at the Mandalorian set.
Yeah, right.
Sneaky, sneaky.
And then a swampy terrain, which could be the same as the jungle place. So new planets, Lacey. Shocker, right? In Star Wars.
I mean, I still stand by that the desert planet is Jakku. I do too. I think that's what it is. The jungle one absolutely could be a new planet. They could open with that new planet with the scroll. They could say, now on planet blank.
Yeah.
And then there you are. You're on the new planet.
Right.
Yeah,
and they seem to always.
I'm glad it's a jungle and not a snow planet again.
Yeah, I'm glad it's. I'm glad it's not also just straight up forest, because then people are going to be like Return of the Jedi rehash, you know. But they're going to run out of there's only so many places on Earth you can do, right? So
okay, I'm calling it right now. There's going to be a scene on this jungle planet where, if our heroes are there, that's the Resistance. If the Resistance people are on this planet, there's going to be a scene with some type of big animal chasing them through the jungle. Calling it right now.
You don't think it's going to be Shia LaBeouf swinging on vines with monkeys and swinging a sword around?
No, I think it's going to be some type of big animal that they're going to be like, ah. And then
Did you ever see Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
Yeah, a long time ago, and I hated it.
That scene.
Is that the ants scene?
That's right before the ants. Mm-hmm. He all of a sudden, this kid is just a greaser, a 16-year-old greaser, and now he knows how to sword fight. He knows how to swing on vines like Tarzan with monkeys.
Maybe it's instincted, like, you know, turns on. He's pregnant women where they can lift their cars and stuff.
Yeah, Kathleen didn't lift a car. I never saw her do that.
Or maybe that's just a mother strength, not pregnant women in general.
I have heard that. Yes, I haven't seen it. I would love to see that. I think that'd be interesting.
I guarantee they get chased by some type of like animal, because that's just like such a trope that it's like, oh, we're in the jungle. Oh my God, we underestimated this big animal.
Like the whole, like, there's always a bigger fish scene. Just have another, like, chase down.
I hate to bring it up again, but I'm thinking like Avatar, where they get he gets chased by that big, like, cougar thingy.
And you know, if they are getting chased, it's going to be Finn. He seems to always find himself in that kind of trouble.
Yeah, and because he got chased, he then runs into the other characters. Like, he could get chased and then run into these newer characters.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right, right.
Everyone next year is going to be like, wow, Lacey was actually right about something.
And then, like, Rey, like, cuts the thing's head off out of nowhere with her lightsaber.
Yeah.
And he's like, thanks.
And there's going to be some line where she's like, I told you to stay put.
Yeah. And he's going to be like, let's go back to Jakku. Let's go back to Jakku. all right. So new planets. There's always new planets in Star Wars. So we're kind of getting that, right?
I'm pumped about the jungle planet.
The jungle planet seems like it could be cool because we haven't really seen that in Star Wars yet. So,
do you think it could be Batuu?
I don't think, you know, I was thinking about that. I'm like, what if they segue that so that both Batuu just has a place now in the movies?
I'm only thinking that because that's the best way to tie the park to the movies, is to have them be on this planet.
I was thinking if the movie ended on this planet, Batuu, and it kind of sends us off into the park, literally, quite literally. Like,
well, that's what I said in my like episode 9 thoughts.
Your pitch?
Yeah, remember at the end I said she was there, she was at a bar, and then she told Finn and Oscar, whatever, and then she gets on the Falcon, and Ben Solo's on the Falcon,
and you hated it,
but I said it was Batuu. I said that.
Yeah, I probably stopped listening when you were saying that her and Ben were going to fly off together.
You are in quite for a surprise.
I think you're in for quite the surprise. I got news for you, pal.
I hope not. So,
Lacey, Knights of Ren, they're saying these guys are coming back.
Yes, my boys.
Now, initially, they were referred to as potentially Force-wielding, but in this recent description, it says that they just have certain weird skills and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. They never point out force wielding.
Right.
But Knights of Ren are back. So we've been talking about that a lot on the podcast, that we think they're going to be coming back. So I'm not shocked about this. What about you?
Yeah, I'm not shocked at all. I mean, I think they should come back. I think they were one of the coolest things that we saw in the teasers and whatnot. And the fact that they're not in the movie was a real letdown for me. Mm-hmm. In The Last Jedi, because I thought they had so much potential. I get why they weren't, from Rian Johnson explaining, like, look, I didn't want to kill them off. But at the same time, there's kind of this, like, big question mark of, like, who these guys are, what they're going to do, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I feel like we're beating a dead horse, because I've been saying this a lot. But I don't think they're going to have massive roles, just because there's so many characters to finish out their story arcs in this movie. If you try to inject 6 other legit characters, as these Knights of Ren are,
but
it's really going
to... What if they bring them in just to get them to a point that they can have their own movie?
That could be interesting. A Knights of Ren movie?
Knights of Ren trilogy, Knights of Ren...
Here's my problem
anything.
With that. Here's my problem with that. I don't think that... I can't see... Kylo Ren's dying in episode 9.
No, stop saying that.
And I can't see the Knights of Ren outliving the Master of the Knights of Ren.
Maybe. So, I think they'll be in a big battle scene at some point.
Yeah, I think they're all going to die in this movie, the Knights of Ren.
You are just so negative. It is a Disney movie. It is Star Wars. It's about hope and redemption.
They're the bad guys.
It's about hope and redemption. Like, I can't.
No, it's about killing the bad guys. And the Knights of Ren are bad guys, Lacey. I got news for you. The Knights of Ren are bad guys, okay?
Doesn't matter. Bad people can have a heart on the inside too.
Now you want the Knights of Ren redeemed?
No.
What?
Mostly just my boy, Ben Solo.
Okay, so the Knights of Ren, we're buying that they're coming back.
Yes, and I think they'll be in a battle scene of some sort, which will be cool, and I hope they all have cool weapons.
I agree. I just hope they are a little more defined as characters than the Praetorian Guards. Like, I don't want them to have big roles, but I want it to be like, you know, oh, what's that guy's story? What's his deal? Not just be like,
yeah, I hope they have names and stuff, maybe some type of character development in the sense of like, what is the power
right
between them? But because, you know, but Kylo Ren has to have like some type of either apprentice or backup or first ranking yeah. Knight of
Ren.
Well,
if we go down the list, so if Matt Smith, he's going to be the Doctor Who of Ren. You have Kerry Russell's going to be Felicity Ren. You have Richard E. Grant. He's going to be a Knight of Ren.
I don't think he's going to be a Knight of Ren. I think Felicity, a.k.a.
They're going to call him Smiley because that guy's always smiling in all his interviews.
I know. He's having the best life.
He's a happy guy. All right. Knights of Ren are back. I'm down with that. Now, this next one, this annoys the crap out of me because people are always so, they go ape about these new troopers. The Death Troopers. These look so cool. I'm going to buy these figures and blah, blah,
shout
blah.
Shout out to the 501st. You guys are the best.
Oh, the Praetorian Guards. These things are sick. I'm going to buy that figure. And then they come out.
I mean, I'm in a guy with a...
The Executioners, Lacey. Oh my God, yeah, these guys are sick.
I met a guy with a Praetorian Guard cosplay, and it was pretty legit. It was like movie
look,
relevant.
I'm not saying they don't look cool. I'm not saying dressing up with them isn't cool, but their relevance in the movies is jack.
Well,
always.
The guards had relevance. They were in my favorite scene of Last Jedi.
And they got slaughtered in like 3 minutes.
You know, like those potato slicers, like mm-hmm. back in the 90s where you mm-hmm. put the potatoes in and they come out in that ring. That's mm-hmm. what happens to one of them.
Yes, when he gets thrown in that
or like
fan.
A slap chop. The slap
right.
chop of
so before Star Wars. Before you existed, before
who,
you
me?
Were Before you were on the podcast.
Oh. I was like, what does this mean to exist? That's
where
I just went.
We were doing predictions last year about The Last Jedi, and I said that the Praetorian Guards are going to become tomato sauce. And when I saw that one guy fall into whatever that fan is, like you're saying, and it just shoots out red, I was like, there's the tomato sauce right there. Boom. And James was like, damn it. He was right again. And I was.
Nice.
So this they're saying on this one, more red, Lacey, a red stormtrooper variant with black stripes on it.
That doesn't surprise me. They have red stormtroopers in Resistance.
Yeah, they have a gold trooper too.
Yeah, I mean, they're cool. It's whatever. I just felt like I'm kind of with John on this. Like, they're super cool. I love the 501st guys. They're awesome.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I get it. But at the same time, in the sense of the movie, they can't aim. They fall off of stuff all the time. And the executioner guys failed at their one job, which was to execute someone. You had one job, guys. You
right.
just had to swing the hammer down, and
yep.
you really dragged it out, and look what happened.
Right. Yep. That's like the one job of the guy on the ship in A New Hope is to check if there's life forms aboard those escape pods. And he did his job, but he forgot to check if there were droids on board of those things. And then C-3PO and R2 got away with the plans. What an idiot.
Yeah.
All right, Lacey, new trooper. The only thing that bothers me again is that they're going to market the snot of this. People are going to buy it all up, and they're not going to have a big role. And if people are down with that and they understand that, cool. But fool me once. Shame
I mean,
on you.
At the same time, Force Awakens in that teaser / trailer that we saw with Phasma that first time, everyone was like, oh my
right.
God,
yeah.
Mirror, it's so cool, it's chrome. And then she was in the movie for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, and also like for Game of Thrones fans, they found out it was her, Gwendolyn mm-hmm. Christie, and they're like, oh my God, Brienne of Tarth is going to kick so much ass. And
she didn't get to kick butt till the second movie. I mean, she did an awesome fight scene with Finn in Last Jedi, but
in The Force Awakens, she was just like, put your helmet back on. He's like, I'm
and
sorry.
And then she was just like, you'll never get away with this. And he's like, yes, I will. Go in the trash compactor. And she was like, okay, see you there.
She's like, you're making a big mistake.
Am I?
And it turned out he didn't, because like you said,
he
beat her ass in the second one. Okay. And I think they're also saying here that there's no sign of Phasma in this marketing meeting. So maybe my bold
she's
guess.
Dead,
yeah,
guys.
My bold guess was bold indeed from last week.
It's sad because I love Gwendolyn Christie and I love the idea of Phasma. I just really they're going to bring her back again.
Yeah, how do they explain it this time? I agree. I love Gwendolyn Christie. So, and I loved her on the press tour of the first two movies. Like, she's such like a darling. Like, I would love to just meet her and talk with her. But she's doesn't look like she's going to be around, unfortunately.
Well, if you want to see her, she will be at Emerald City Comic Con in Seattle in March.
Very
for anybody like that likes Comic Cons, I'm saving my money for Celebration. I gotta save up.
yes, we do. That's good. That's coming quick. 4 months. Jeez.
Woof.
All right. So, Lacey, that is it with those rumors. There is one more rumor that you may be on board with that I am not.
I am on board with this. I stuck by this. I love that I said this last week, and now it's been trending. And I was like, guys, I've been saying this for like weeks. You have to admit, though, I have. I've totally said this.
I still don't buy it.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
What is it? So Steven Weintraub, the head guy over at Collider, said that he would be shocked if we didn't get footage from Star Wars Episode 9 this month. So then everyone's been pushing that rumor saying, what are we going to get? Is it going to be a teaser? Is it going to be a trailer? Is it just going to be a title? Is it going to be a blah?
Is it going to be Force for Change?
Now, Lacey, I know what you're saying, so let me get mine out of the way. I think it's going to be, if we get anything, it's going to be a Force for Change video with J.J. Abrams.
No, and
we
may see Force for Change is around May, John. That's like May the 4th.
That's not true, though. Not necessarily true, because one of the
Force for Change is always over the summer.
No, because they did several during the campaign of The Force Awakens. They did one in spring, one in summer with Harrison Ford, one in the fall. J.J. Abrams himself did two different videos for that. One with that creature, the first one, and one with the X-Wing. I think if we get anything this month, it will be a Force for Change. Charity, Christmas, makes sense. You may get him to tease a new look of an X-Wing in the background or a creature, because J.J. likes to do those sorts of things. There's still 2.5 months left of filming, and I've heard there's rewrites that are extending one of the sets 2 months after that. For them for Lucasfilm to securely say, Disney, make a trailer out of what we have so far, doesn't make sense to me. It does not make sense to me. So if it's anything, it's going to be one of those Force for Change things, and maybe they'll tell you the title, but I don't even think that's going to happen. I still think this movie's still being created as we're rolling along here, Lacey. I know you disagree, so what do you think?
I do. I disagree. I said this a couple weeks ago and again last week, and I stick by it. They're going to post something a year out, which would be
December 19th,
which is also the date that Mary Poppins releases to the public. They've posted Avengers, they've posted Captain Marvel, they've posted Lion King. I guarantee we're going to get a teaser trailer with the name of the movie to run before Mary Poppins that will also run before Captain Marvel in March.
We're doing a new bet.
No.
Yep.
I already have enough bets going on.
If it doesn't, if you don't get a teaser, what are you saying, a teaser?
And or the name of the movie on the 19th.
I don't like you're doing the or part.
Why? It's either we get a teaser for the movie, and if we don't get a teaser, we're going to at least get the name of the movie with the text and everything.
I want to do a spoonful of sugar bet with you, where whoever is right has to, on the podcast, eat a giant spoonful of sugar.
That's
on
disgusting. The
okay.
Fine. It's disgusting.
You know why I said that, though, right? Mary Poppins.
I
it helps the medicine go down.
I'd rather drink a bottle of NyQuil than eat a spoon of sugar, but that's
a
fine.
Bottle of NyQuil helps the medicine go down because it is medicine already. Okay.
I don't know why they didn't have you be in that movie, John.
I know. Yeah. I could be the new Dick Van Dyke.
You're going to be having sugar on December 19th.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't be that mad about it, though, because then that means I get a title for a Star Wars movie.
Right.
So either
but then
way,
that's one more example that I'm right.
Whatever, Coaxium. I get a lot of things right around here, okay? Cool it. And when episode 9 comes out, that's when the real right prediction is going to be me.
I was right
you.
With Solo. I'm already 1-for-1.
What do you mean you were right with Solo? I was right with Solo. I picked the MacGuffin of the movie.
No, I got the quiz right.
Yeah, but you knew spoilers.
No, I didn't, because the spoiler wasn't even on the quiz.
Oh, whatever. Okay.
I won by like 2 points.
Lacey, listen to me. That is it for episode 9 rumors. So now we have episode 9, Kevin Smith.
Oh, love Kevin Smith. I've met him
a couple
times.
I love Silent Bob. I love Kevin Smith.
He's the best. And I'm not just saying that. Like, he's
and I'm glad he almost died this year.
I know, but he's gotten in such good shape. He looks amazing.
Yeah,
and it just shows that anybody can get in shape if you take the time.
I think he's down to like 200 pounds. He lost like 60 pounds.
He looks wonderful.
He's doing well. I know he said they're filming the sequel to Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back early next year.
Yep.
It's awesome. I love those movies. Snoochie Boochies. But Kevin Smith spent a week on set for episode 9, just like he did for The Force Awakens.
How do you get that ability? How are you like, hey man, can I just like come out for like a week or two? But I guess if you're just friends with JJ, JJ, please be my friend.
I know. Why can't JJ be our friend? So JJ once, and so I don't know if you remember in episode 7, while they were filming it.
Right.
He spent a week on set there. And he posted to his Instagram or Facebook just a picture of him with tears in his eyes. And he said, Star Wars is back, guys.
Yeah. So now this is him openly weeping. Do you know what that means? If he's openly crying?
Yeah. You know what's funny, though? Kevin Smith does that a lot, though. He's a very emotional dude.
Yeah, but not at this level, though.
All right. So this is what he said, Lacey. I know you you probably already watched
this. I retweeted this, yeah, and I started crying.
So he was on our buddy Jeff Lowe's podcast, Lights, Camera, Barstool. And so Jeff and Ken Jack, how are you, fellas? Good job on this one.
Hey, guys.
So the Bob.
Hi.
Yeah, Jeff, that's Lacey. Lacey, Jeff. All right. So the Bob, Kevin Smith said, he saw two scenes or segments being filmed that blew his mind.
Two big scenes, he said, right? Wasn't it like two big scenes in the movie?
Well, no, he said he saw a set that was bigger than any set he's ever seen.
Big set, got it.
He was awed by specifics about the story that he was told. Like, he did one of these, Lacey. He went, whoa, like shocked. Right? So maybe there will be a twist. We'll see. Or they do something like with Leia that's crazy, you know?
Right. So he watched some scenes, but then they gave him extra details outside of those scenes.
So he probably said, like, you know, dude,
how does this work? Yeah.
This is happening, you know? And then he said, one performance in particular is a career best and one that brought him to tears. Now, who do you think he was talking about? Now, know Kevin Smith and whose types of careers he probably followed, you know? Who do you think he was referring to?
I think he's referring to Adam Driver. And I'm not just saying that. I want to preface. Listen, I want to preface that with, it's not because I love Kylo Ren and Adam Driver. I'm saying that because Adam Driver is hands down one of, if not the best actor on these movies.
Without question.
I would fight people for that. Thus, he's been in a ton of stuff and he's killing it right now, Black Klansman. He's going to be probably nominated for an Oscar. I guarantee it's him.
Okay.
Because what other, all I'm thinking in my head is like, what moment would be super emotional for me as a fan to watch? That moment would be him talking to Leia or something with Leia where he has to own up to his mistakes and him killing his own father with his mom.
Yep.
Like that is heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. I get you there. I would say Adam Driver, but for the movie you just listed, Black Klansman, he's being nominated for awards. So you have Kevin Smith saying his performance in a Star Wars movie is going to be better than that. That was
before he was nominated, though. This conversation took place before he was nominated for Golden
I know,
Globes.
But you have to imagine Kevin Smith, if he's going to make a claim like that about Adam Driver, he probably had seen Black Klansman is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. But people said that for The Last Jedi, that it was the career best for Mark Hamill. And I know that's what you're about to argue with me about. So,
I'm not arguing. I think he's talking about Mark Hamill.
not arguing, but counter answering.
Counterpoint. Yes.
Yeah.
The reason, all right, so I think it's Mark Hamill because of Kevin Smith grew up with Star Wars. Mark Hamill was his hero, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the final time he's going to play Luke Skywalker.
Maybe.
I think we've touched on. Okay, maybe. We've touched
just
on.
Same facts, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. We've touched on facts that we touched on our theories that we think he may be more in more of this movie than we initially thought. I know James doesn't, but I think you and I both do.
He hates those Force ghosts.
He hates those Force ghosts. And just putting that together and thinking about all the other actors involved, who would he say this about? You know?
So Daisy's been in what, 3 movies? John Boyega's been Boyega's in like 3, 2.
Pacific Rim 2, you know, like.
Well, he was on Attack the Block, which was amazing, but.
Yeah.
I can't see that being the best.
And someone said Billy Dee. I'm like, Billy Dee's going to be in this movie for 5 minutes, guys. He's 81. He's not doing a career best performance that's going to make Kevin Smith cry.
Come on. I honestly think it's Adam Driver.
You think it's Adam Driver? I think it could be Adam Driver. I think it's Mark Hamill, because I think Mark Hamill means a lot to Kevin Smith, and that's the one person who'd be able to bring him to tears.
Because I had a friend that saw The Last Jedi very early on. He was very lucky. And he had left the movie telling me that it was Mark Hamill's best performance. So going off of that and knowing that people were really pushing for Mark to be nominated for stuff last year, I don't know if we're going to also have that again this time. Okay. I think next year when Last Jedi comes out, or not Last Jedi, when this movie comes out, that they're going to push for consideration for Adam Driver to win awards.
Yeah. I've famously tweeted that I think if any Star Wars actor is going to win an Oscar, it'd be him for Star Wars. So I'm with you there. I agree. But we have to move on. So Kevin Smith spent a week on set. He's probably going to be in the movie. He's probably going to be a stormtrooper again or something like that. So that's cool. They probably put him in a suit, a thinner stormtrooper suit than he's used to.
Right, because he's now in shape. Absolutely. Very cool. They might make him something even more noticeable, but...
Yeah, maybe he's just like Kevin Smith. And there he is. He's a bartender or something, you know? But our last story, we have to cruise through here because we're up on it. Nick Nolte joins The Mandalorian.
Yay, more people for The Mandalorian.
Yes.
These things make me excited, but at the same time, I have no reference of what The Mandalorian's going to be. So I'm like, yay, but I don't know.
What type of role do you think you could see Nolte playing, even though we don't know too much about the story of this yet?
Bad guy.
Bad guy?
Bad guy.
See, I find that interesting. I was thinking bad guy, but I was thinking like, man, Nolte's like 76 now.
So like, he could be the guy pulling the strings.
He could be the guy pulling the strings. I could also see him being like the washed up mentor who kind of hands the armor over.
Yeah, but then that's another Beckett. Like, you're just repeating the same
story. Star Wars repeats all the time.
No.
All the time. They rip off each other. Star Wars rips itself off all the time. But Nick Nolte's a good actor. He's an award-winning actor, and people like always make fun of him about his mugshot, right? But he's such an accomplished long-career.
I
don't know.
I think I could see him being the bad guy. That's what I think.
I think he's going to be that washed-up bum who used to be something. And he's going to kind of like say, don't be like me kind of deal.
But, yeah, or he could be that character that they go looking for. There's always that one character. You got to find this person.
Yeah. Yep. Could be. But another good actor added to the cast, so it's cool either way.
Awesome. Can't wait.
All right. So now just to run down a couple other things. We're not doing the countdown rundown thing because I'm not going to segue to myself here. That's silly, folks.
Can we do Punch It, please? Come on.
If you're going to actually do it.
I do it every time.
Scotty. Okay. 3, 2, 1, Punch It. Ready, guys? 3, 2, 1, Punch It.
Punch It.
Lacey, hate you. All right, guys.
I did it.
Galaxy of Adventures episodes are out. They're on the Star Wars Kids YouTube channel. I think they're cool because they take all the old stories, old dialogue, kind of shape and shift them a little bit into these little shorts. Fun watches, cool action. The Vader Rogue One hallway scene was way more aggressive than I thought it was going to be. So thumbs up from me, Lacey.
Yeah, they're great.
Hell yeah. Okay. Lacey brought this up earlier, but photos of the Falcon at Galaxy's Edge in Disneyland, it's there, guys. It's got the dish on it. It is sitting. It's parked. It's ready for us to invade.
Good luck getting on that.
Yeah. I love how they show the picture of the Falcon in the park, and I'm picturing 500 people around it trying to like climb on it and stuff. I'm like, oh, God.
All you'll see is cell phones.
Right, exactly. But it's there, and it gets me a little excited. Next, guys, even though the Chuck Wendig series got bounced for Vader, Marvel announces a new Vader comic series called Vader Dark Visions. Shows Vader on some kind of weird-looking horse type of thing with a shield with the Empire's logo on it, like Captain America. Anything with Vader, I'm down, so I'm gonna take a look at this. I don't read all the comics, but Vader stuff I like to get into and find those stories out, like the Moman stuff on the recent series. And lastly, speaking of Star Wars literature, the third Thrawn book, Thrawn Treason, was announced. I don't know if that's going to cap a trilogy, or if it's just a third of many, or if they're going to tie it anyway into what happened to Ezra, but I heard it's going to be right around the time right before we see Thrawn in Rebels, so that could be interesting. But that is the rundown for this week. Guys, for all of your news, articles, all that stuff, on all the stories we covered, go to StarWarsNewsNet.com. Every day, pop it open, keep up to date in Star Wars, and that's what we do here. So without further ado, we're going to send it over to Lacey to see what questions of yours we picked and ask the Resistance. So Chewie, my friend, get us out of here.
That was a terrible Chewie. All right, guys, it's time for Ask the Resistance. You have Star Wars questions. Hopefully we have some pretty good answers.
I've been wondering, what are midichlorians?
First up is our buddy. This is like his episode today. Adam Odell at Odell Adam. And he asks, will Mark Hamill have any involvement with Star Wars after episode 9? Other characters, voice work, etc. He did a bit part in The Last Jedi in addition to Luke, which got me thinking about this. He is a very talented voice actor and could do other characters. I absolutely think that he totally could do this. Mark does all different types of voices, and he really loves the Star Wars universe. I also think that he could voice himself in some shorts, like similar to Forces of Destiny, but probably more older stuff eventually, like after the sequel trilogy or maybe during the Last Jedi type time period. We could see something like that. I don't think this is the last of Mark Hamill in this trilogy and or series, guys. He's Luke Skywalker. He's nowhere to go. All right.
Wait,
and up
Lacey,
next.
Do you think, sorry.
It's okay.
Because you alluded to this before. You think he may do more Luke Skywalker stuff. Do you think he'll do more Luke Skywalker live action stuff?
I don't know about that necessarily, because he's a Force Ghost now, from what we're assuming. We haven't seen him as a Force Ghost yet, but he's a Force Ghost. But I could see him being Luke in like animated stuff or shorts or stuff like that.
I mean,
he could play other characters in animated stories and or other creatures.
I mean, if he had his career best performance and made Kevin Smith cry, then maybe.
I knew you were going to work that in there. You're going to be very sadly mistaken about a lot of things in this next movie, John.
We'll see, guys.
Up next is Shannon Smith at Shannon Nick Smith or Nick Smith. And she asks, who do you think Nick Nolte will be in Mandalorian? I think it could be a Saw Gerrera character. John, what do you think?
All right. So I kind of already gave my take on this before. I think Nolte, he's like 76, 77.
Mm-hmm.
I think he could be a down on his luck, like past his prime, old, beaten down, used to be somebody kind of person. And he's going to pass on some kind of words of wisdom, whether good or bad, to our lead, Pedro Pascal, as the Mandalorian. I don't know if he's going to like hand over his armor and be like, this used to be mine, now it's yours.
Right. But
I think it's going to be like one of those type of, not anti-hero, but kind of somebody who's kind of all washed up and done. Kind of like Rocky in like the later Rocky movies, where he's just like, delivering food in a van now, and no one really gives a crap about him. Like, oh, there's Rocky, that bum. He used to be something. Like, kind of like that. Think of, like, have you ever seen the movie Warrior with Nick Nolte and Tom Hardy, where he plays the MMA fighter?
Mm-hmm.
Really good role, that type of thing, where he's like the estranged father. That's the kind of role I'm thinking for Nick Nolte. So let me know what you think about that, Shannon. Thanks for the question.
Awesome. Next is Pemberfoot at Pemberfoot. And they asked, what if Rey decides to sacrifice her life in order to kill Kylo Ren? Could they both die? Now, these next two questions, John and I are both going to answer. So I'll start first. Ladies first. First of all, I don't think she's going to sacrifice herself. But if she does, could they both die? Yeah. I mean, I can't see her dying and him surviving. It's either they both die or they both live. I don't see them.
Or he dies and she lives.
I don't see him dying, though. So this is my answer, John.
I'm just saying.
So could they both die? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at this point, we're just talking to talk, guys. Like, we don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm just telling you what I want to happen, which I don't want anybody to die. I think there's been enough sadness in Star Wars, but if she sacrifices her life, I mean, yeah, she could. She could do the bigger thing and be like, you know, you deserve a better life or something because Rey's so caring. I can't see her doing that. I could see her more like, it doesn't fit her character to just sacrifice herself for something like that. It would be more like, I don't know. I just can't see that happening. I'm like trying to make it work in my head and I just can't. So this is a very tough question. And I wonder what James would have said.
Yeah.
John, what do you think?
I'm looking behind you, Lacey, right now, and I see like several different Rey dolls.
Oh yeah, there's a whole, I have a whole shelf of Rey and Kylo.
And just that alone, and not from a merch standpoint, but just like, I still think Rey is the future of this franchise.
Right.
I don't think she's dying. She's a hero to young girls. She's the new Jedi. Like, she's the new Luke, right? So I don't think she's going to die for that reason alone. And I think in episode 10 is coming down the line where it's finally going to be, now we've said goodbye to the legacy characters. Now it's our time. We're the old guys coming back. I don't think she's going to die, which kind of cancels out the question, really. So
it's a great question, though, by the way.
Kylo Ren's going to die. Just Kylo Ren. That's pretty much it. But that is a really good question. So thank you, Pemberfoot.
I quit. All right. So next question, ignoring his answer, the big Trevbowski asks,
Trevbo,
spin up the FTL. What is the FTL? What does spin up mean? He asks, will Rey become the most powerful and well-rounded Jedi by the end of episode 9? So given that Ben Solo is her equal, I can't see her becoming the most powerful, seeing as there are two of them.
So you think he's going to come back and be a Jedi? Is that what you're saying?
We've been through this, John. We've been going through this for like 8 months. Get up to speed, bro.
Okay, but you said he's going to be redeemed. You never said he's going to be a Jedi.
We don't know that Rey's going to be a Jedi either. She's not a Jedi.
Yes, we do.
She's not a Jedi.
Mark, Luke Skywalker said, and I won't be the last Jedi. And they zoom in right on her face.
Yeah, but he's assuming that. We don't know yet. She hasn't been told she's a Jedi yet.
Neither did Luke. He called himself a Jedi Knight until he went to visit Yoda. And he's like, you're still not a Jedi. He's like, damn it.
But the Jedi don't exist anymore.
The Jedi are back.
Okay.
Come on, Lacey.
If, and I'm doing a big if here, if they continue calling them Jedi, then yes. If they do not, then it's both of them are the most powerful because they're both equals. They're literally the same power levels.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
That's why they were able to split the lightsaber in half, because they are equals. And Rian Johnson said they are equals.
Yeah,
so you can't have a more powerful equal. They're the same.
Yeah, Kylo Ren is strong with the dark side. I agree.
That
was a direct line from Rey in the movie, Lacey. It's canon. But yeah, it's clear to me anyway that the Jedi are back, because Luke was referring to Rey as the new last Jedi, if you will. Will she become the most powerful and well-rounded Jedi? I don't like that moniker, because I think it just pisses people off who, like, for whatever reason, attach territory to certain character, because it gives them value. So it's like, no, Luke has to be the most powerful because that was my Jedi growing up, you know? So they're not going to say like she's the midichlorian count we were joking about, like over 20,000.
I hate that.
That's whack. No. So I think she's just...
What about Broom Kid?
Yeah, right. Broom Kid. There you go. The kid, he already at no training is moving brooms around. I think she's just going to be a really powerful kick-ass Jedi, and that's enough for me. I don't need her to be number one. I don't need a ranking there. So
that's enough for John.
Yeah, that's enough for me. So I get why you're asking that, Trevbo, but I think they're going to shy away from that just to not piss off people who are like, she shouldn't be the most, you know, but she's going to kick plenty of ass. So that's good enough for me.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for your questions. We really appreciate it. If you want to be on the show, send us your questions via Twitter with hashtag Ask the Resistance. Our handle is at RBATSWNN, and we'll answer them on the show. Send your best questions, Star Wars related. I mean, you can ask me other things, but probably won't answer them.
Yeah.
Back to you, John, since
Speaking
it's just
which,
the two of us.
Yes, we have to do a Q&A video for our patrons.
We do.
So they can ask us anything on there, right?
Yes.
They'd be like, what do you like? What kind of sandwiches do you like to eat?
Roast beef.
Do you? Are you like an Arby's person?
No, like I like actual roast beef. No. Arby's roast beef.
That's one of my favorite lines in Seinfeld. We went to Arby's. I had the roast beef. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening, watching, all that stuff. We appreciate it. Make sure you guys are subscribed to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, or YouTube. We are on video now. Hi, everybody. I want to thank our patron generals. We have Thomas, Adam Odell, Carmelo, a.k.a. Mello, a.k.a. Grey Jedi, and Val Trichkoff.
It's a Patreon.
Thank you so much for your support. Even Admiral Akbar, who's a tier below you guys, admits you guys are great. Guys, you can go to get some merch, our Resistance Broadcast merch, at tpublic.com/user/resistancebroadcast.
I'm not wearing it, but I'm wearing a cool Star Wars shirt from Lucasfilm that says Solo, and then it's an ILM shirt. Not as cool.
Falcon with the middle piece still in it. Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we have our new logo up there. A lot of new cool stuff. Check it out. I feel like TeePublic has sales like every week too. They're always like, last sale, and then it's like next week, new sale.
It's the perfect gift for any Star Wars fan.
Yeah, exactly. And guys, if you want to get additional content, even this Tuesday, Lacey and I are going to Target and we're going to film us doing a shopping spree. So I'm going to make sure.
And you could win it.
You could win it. And how you can win it, I'll tell you in a second. But first, I'm going to let you know that I'm going to try to embarrass her in public as much as I possibly can.
That's going to be hard because I'm embarrassing him more. You have no idea what you got yourself into.
Oh, no. But if you guys want to check that out and other stuff, we pretty much post daily on our Patreon. So go to patreon.com/resistancebroadcast. We have 5 tiers from $2 on up. So for $2
gives you access. Yeah.
Yeah. $2 gives you access to the page. You're in for a cup of coffee a month. Come join us. Come check it out. Guys, go to StarWarsNewsNet.com for your latest news, reviews, editorials, information, and more. Again, I am John Hoey. You can find me on Twitter at Johnny Hoey and writing and editing over at Star Wars News Net. Lacey, how about you?
People can find me on Twitter at Lacey Gillerin, as well as on Instagram at Lacey Gillerin, where I talk about Star Wars, show off my cool stuff that I buy where I probably shouldn't. And yeah, you can catch me on Patreon. And you can catch me on Patreon because I'm the one that mostly runs the page. But
yes,
if you have any questions, hit me up.
Yeah, definitely hit Lacey up. She is the engine behind the Patreon page. Guys, James couldn't be here. He ended his Iron Man streak. He will be back probably next week.
He's probably so sad right now.
He probably is sad right now. He's probably, when he listens to this, he's going to be like, oh, I would have answered that like this. Oh, they're wrong about this. Oh, comic book this. But James, we miss you, buddy. We will see you next week. You guys can find him at Myra Trunks. That is a Dragon Ball reference. MIRAHTRUNKS on Twitter and Instagram. And that about does it, guys. We will see you on Thursday. We'll be back, just Lacey and I, again. I think James is out all this week. So Lacey and I will see you on Thursday. We're going to talk about force powers and should there be a cap on force powers so that we don't have any Thanos snapping fingers in Star Wars and wiping people out.
Never.
So enjoy your weeks, and we'll see you guys on Thursday morning with another episode of the Resistance Broadcast. We'll see you around, kids.
Bye.